Hello. We've just finished the first half of a fishbowl process session on what are the big challenges facing youth inclusion, youth exclusion, urban social issues. Bob, you were taking notes all the way through that. How would you summarise the first hour?
Well, there's obviously that was a rich session. One of the things, of course, to start with was, you know, the society has changed, and not always in good ways. You know, it's this sort of instant stardom society, which doesn't really provide good role models for the young people. That's one source of problems, and there needs to be a message sent. Also, you know, we need to do something about that. That's of course a tall order for us, but anyway, it's important. Then we spoke about, you know, where is the parenthood in this broken homes, people not having, you know, really social capital to start with. Where's the role of education? How helpful is education? Is education really tuned into the changes in the society? Are people dropping out of education for the wrong reasons? And then, of course, also, which is, I think, very important, what are the young people themselves doing? You know, what are their aspirations? Are they lost? Don't they know what they want? So this was sort of setting the scene for to thinking, you know, what can we do? What is important? And I think it boils down in of course, we have very different perspectives on this, but here we are talking about youth workers, social workers, police, public sector, employment agencies, this sort of people. All of these people are needed in this very challenging environment and challenging question to provide acceptance, contact to the young people, a bonding, a lasting bonding, not letting the young people down at the first mistake they do, facilitating a journey, not just a one-off fix, because it's a winding road. Creating opportunities. We also spoke that there seems to be an ethos in youth work. You know, lots of people are recruited into this as, you know, with an ethos of, you know, we want to do something good, we want to do something for the underdog, but it has to be sustainable. We need to think, you know, how can also the skills and perhaps the mutual learning of people doing this kind of work, how can that be sustained? I think that's also an important message. There has to be sustainability also in the ability of these people to continue working.
Yeah, and that seemed to come across particularly strongly, the combination of that notion of sustainability and the range of perspectives, because we've got people from the police here whose focus is very much law and order, but within that, wanting to work towards less crime, because it's not just solving crimes, it's actually stopping
it. I think that and came then, out quite well, yeah, yes.
And then, but then youth workers who were saying, whose kind of perspective was much more, because they have that luxury, they can be much more holistic in their sense of you know, putting criminal behaviour or non-criminal behaviour in a different kind of context, because it's not their job to stop it. And then actually that dialogue seemed like a very valuable one, because we start to see how all of these are parts of a puzzle that we need to understand it as a kind of wider, as part of a wider ecosystem. That actually that none of them are working in isolation. It's not that we need a police solution or a street worker solution, but actually that all of them, we kind of need an approach to the kind of the bigger problems that we're identifying in the first half. That actually includes all of them.
Yep, exactly. And I think that's also before the fishbowl we were having a very interesting look on, you know, what are the problems, what are the solutions, and this sort of cross-sectoral, cross-professional, over the boundaries kind of cooperation comes very strongly. That's a very strong message, obviously, and you know, it's a wonderful thing that you know, youth workers and police and educators, whoever, can talk to each other. Mm. You know, that wasn't the world some time ago. You know, they were just sticking to their own job, and you know, it's not easy, but it's been done and good with good results.
Well, that seems to be one of the big things that's come out, is this idea that actually the world has changed, and that when you and I were young, things kind of ran on autopilot, that we sort of, there was a prescribed way of doing things, and that the role of school and the role of the police and the role of parents was the degree of variation in that was far less than it is now. And then actually we talked at the beginning of that about choice and about the way that different communities understand the notion of choice, but also what a disruptive element choice can be in a life where you're expecting to be handed a roadmap and that roadmap no longer exists. And part of it is societal breakdown, but a lot of it is just that you now, the range of choices is such that we need to be so much more proactive. Yeah, it's overwhelming. Yeah,
it's overwhelming, and you know, it's a kind of a tragedy that at the point when you arrive in your life, you know, say sort of between 14 and 20, you know, you're sort of looking for the real opportunities, your directions. You know, you're just overwhelmed with the. With the opportunities, there's also a message from the world, you know, things might go wrong and this sort of thing, and at the same time, you might be lacking with the sort of